Hello everyone, and welcome to my review of La Ronde. Writer-director Max Gill updates Arthur Schnitzler's controversial 1897 play to modern-day London and shows that its themes of desire and passion are still very relevant. The play is made up of 10 overlapping and connected scenarios, with all roles performed by just 4 actors. Gill introduces to his production a giant roulette wheel with the actors' faces attached that determines who will play who in any given scenario. It means there are apparently over 3,000 possible combinations, the downside being that one of the cast might miss out completely, as nearly happened to Limor Marrott on the night I was there. Unless you're planning to see the play more than once, and I doubt most people would, this device really has little meaning for anyone beyond the actors, who had to learn so many lines. Presumably introduced to demonstrate that desire, love and sexual politics are not gender-specific or determined by sexual orientation, it's a pretty unsubtle way to make the point, and actually becomes a torturous dramatic device that threatens to sap the energy rather than add any tension. That aside, the piece as a whole is never less than intriguing, although inevitably some scenes are not as strong as others. A doctor imparting bad news to a patient that leads to an unexpected intimate connection, a power shift between an arrogant student and his foreign cleaner, and a bus driver with a dark secret all have me wanting more. The cast are often better than the material they are given to work with, particularly the two women. Amanda Wilkin is compellingly edgy throughout, but the real revelation is Laurence Samuels. She's well known for her excellent musical theatre work in shows such as We Will Rock You and Bend It Like Beckham, but here, given a chance to play something different, she displays an exciting range with a neat line in comedy and a deftness of touch in more dramatic and emotional scenarios. Overall, La Ronde certainly has its moments, but it would have benefited from Gill trusting his material and his cast rather than having everything, dare I say it, revolve around that gimmicky wheel. La Ronde continues at the Bunker Theatre, which is close to London Bridge Station, until the 11th of March. Thank you for listening. Keep checking back at the website for all my theatre reviews.